I'm sorry to sound so simplistic, but let's talk about what really drives human behavior. And I think there are certain basic fundamentals that drive our behavior. When we understand them, we can start to utilize them to change our life. And if we don't understand them, then what we do is we keep running up against the brick wall. Have you experienced that? Where you're trying to make a change, trying to make a change, trying to make a change, but it never happens. Why? Because your internal associations about pain and pleasure haven't changed. In other words, you keep thinking, if I do this, it's going to mean a ton of pain. And so you stop short. I mean, a classic example is in relationships. You know, a lot of people in life get this bug. They say, I want to be in a relationship. Why? Because they think being in a relationship would mean lots of what? Pleasure, love, happiness, security, being close, all those special feelings, spirituality, right? That feeling of oneness. Then they get in a relationship and they say, I don't want to be in a relationship, right? All of a sudden, they begin to think relationship means pain, or worse. They think a relationship is the most incredible thing in the world. They love this person. They give 1,000% of themselves. They think about them constantly. And then as time goes by, something happens. And this person, let's say, leaves them or breaks up with them or smashes their heart into a billion pieces. Has this ever happened in your lifetime? If it hasn't, it probably will. That sounds real supportive, doesn't it? But listen, in our lifetimes, if you're going to have relationships and you're not already in one you're committed to for life, there's a chance of future disappointment. Let's just say that's possible. I'm not one of those people that says just be a positive thinker all the time. There may be times in your lifetime, would you be willing to buy this theory, where people may disappoint you? That is, you may have different expectations of how they should behave than they have. If that's true, you're going to have to learn to deal with it. The challenge is this. Most people have not learned how to deal with it. Most of us don't consciously look at what we link pain and what we link pleasure to. And so our lives are in reaction instead of in control. So for example, let's say you had a great relationship. Somebody you really loved, gave 100% as we started to talk about. And then all of a sudden, one day, something bad happens. They cheated on you. They left you. They lost interest. They were less motivated or attracted than you were. What happens for some people is they have this thing called pain at this moment. And what they link up in their mind is relationships equal pain. Now, there's a problem, because also in their mind, they have this other association in their nervous system, and that association is relationships equal pleasure. So what happens in the future? Well, for a long time, this person will probably avoid relationships. You know, they won't get too attracted, they won't express themselves real fully, or they'll be a little bit more closed down. Does this sound like somebody you know? Maybe somebody you know personally? And then what happens is, eventually, you know, maybe some of the pain wears off, and they see somebody, and they get attracted, or they develop a neat relationship, and it starts to grow. But there's a point in the relationship when it's going really, really well, when all of a sudden, that person begins to sabotage the relationship. Now, have you ever done that? Usually it's because inside your mind, something has happened and your brain's going, oh my gosh, I'm getting all this pleasure. Ah, but I know what's happening next. Relationships will equal pain eventually, so I better get out quick before the pain gets here. Now, I want you to realize that this idea of pain and pleasure doesn't just shape your emotional life or whether, for example, you smoke cigarettes or overeat or whatever the case may be, but it affects every aspect of your life, every aspect, big things and little things. You know, sometimes business people say to me, boy, this pain pleasure thing, this really affects my business, doesn't it? I said, affect your business, it's everything. I mean, it all comes down to people don't even buy the best product anymore. They buy the product they associate the most pleasure to and the least pain. You know, all marketing is when you watch a commercial is them trying to get you to link pleasure to their product and pain to the competition. Management is understanding pain and pleasure. What drives somebody? Because if you want to motivate a human being, you got to find out what already motivates them. If you want to influence them, you got to find out what already influences them. What do they already link pain or pleasure to? I mean, I'll give you an example. I worked with a gentleman. He was one of the first people that I took on as a private client. Now I have a group of people that pay me between $1 and $4 million a year to personally coach them. They don't say that to impress you, but I want to impress upon you, these people will not pay that kind of money unless they get real results. And this man was the first client I took on, was a man who made $500 million in one day, one of the top financial traders in the world. That's pretty amazing. But then he went through this challenge. And the challenge was he couldn't get himself to make any money. For almost 9 straight months, he was losing money. And so he tried everything to turn things around. And pretty soon, as you might guess, he linked major pain to trading because every time he traded, he'd lose. His old identity was he was the best in the world. So he hired me to come in because he was at the point where he literally couldn't get himself to go into the office because going to the office equaled pain. I mean, can you imagine someone that good being that shut down in what I would call learned helplessness? And the man was really a genius. But his conditioning was taking over. So I came in and helped him to change this pain pleasure. I also helped him to evaluate and study him to find out what was he doing at his very best when he was the best in the world. What was he doing with his body, which we're going to teach you about, something called state and physiology in this program, the very things I did with him. What was he doing differently in the way he made decisions? How was he evaluating things? A lot of what this program teaches, I did with him personally, and I began to turn him around. And most importantly, getting to link massive pleasure to trading along with making sure he was using the right principles. You can get all pumped up and excited and link pleasure and do the wrong thing. So by a combination of those aspects, within less than 12 months of coaching him, and I did this seeing him once a month and then talking to him about once a week on the phone and daily through faxes, he made more than $100 million, turned things completely around and developed momentum again. So I just want you to get, this is really important for you if you're in business, as well as important for you in your personal life. And also, it doesn't matter how tough things are. You know, I dealt with a woman a couple of years ago who had 152 personalities, and she started splitting in the middle of my seminar. And in 45 minutes, I was able to help her to integrate herself. And the way I did that was by understanding the relationship of these six human needs, as well as the principle of pain and pleasure. So I want you to know, when you master this area of your life, you can change virtually anything. And you've got to master it around the area of learning. Things are changing so rapidly. The one skill you got to have is the ability to learn rapidly. And you know what? We're in school. We link massive pain learning, most of us. And so kids, boy, you can turn them around so easily when you entertain them a little bit. You know, I try to make this little tape program somewhat entertaining. I just got my voice to try and do it and tease you and push you. But hopefully you can feel the difference, and you will over the next few days as we go through each day, day after day, building momentum. But you know what? The secret is to realize there's so much information. The only stuff we pay attention to is the stuff that moves us emotionally, something that inspires us or makes us laugh or makes us cry or makes us feel. That's the stuff we remember, and that's the stuff we use. So pain and pleasure is shaping every area of your life. And what we want to do in this tape is really start to take control of it. So we're not in reaction to our old conditioning, but we're in charge of it. And the first step to that is awareness of this principle, the awareness that this is shaping us and how it works.